Devin Travis and the Blue Jays are playing host to the Mariners, and Christian Bergman, who makes his first start for Seattle. In the bottom half of the second, the Jays have two on and one down for Travis.
Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball to short. Up with the ball is Segura. Run will score. The throw to first in time to get Devin Travis. He picks up an RBI. Pierce takes off, scores from third. Goins will go from second to third, and the Blue Jays have a 1-0 lead.
The 0-1. Swinging a broken bat flare. Shallow left center field. Goins is out there. Shortstop can't find it as Pierce, the left fielder, comes diving in to make the catch. Full extension from the left fielder in shallow left onto his belly out of the artificial turf to haul it in to end the inning. With one out, the pitch. Swing clobbered high towards the pole in left field. If this is fair, it is long gone. It is off the foul pole, off the netting of the foul pole for a home run. Bautista's fourth comes with a man aboard. It's 3-0 Blue Jays. The 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Off-speed pitch once again. Valencia down swinging. And the Mariners strand runners on the corners.
And the 2-2 to Heredia. And it's strike three called. And the Mariners are down to their final out here in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the stretch. And the 2-2. And a swing and a miss for strike three. The ball game is over. And the Blue Jays shut out the Mariners tonight, a final score of 4-0. And the Blue Jays take the opening two games of this four-game series.
Roberto Osuna strikes out a pair, and the Blue Jays win 4-0. Toronto starter Joe Biagini throws a career-high 5-plus innings pitched to get his first win of the year and his first win in the big leagues as a starter. The Blue Jays have now won 3 in a row. The Mariners have now lost back-to-back games on the heels of a 4-game win streak. Here's what Seattle's manager Scott Servais had to say after seeing his club fall to 17-19.
You know, as hot as we were with the bat in Philadelphia, we've been just as cold here in Toronto. It happens. It goes back and forth a little bit, but got to give him the credit. Biagini threw the ball pretty good. I thought he had good stuff. Mixed in a good changeup. His fastball had life. We just, had a chance there in the third and didn't really cash in. Pierce made a heck of a play on the soft bloop in the right in the left field that could have really changed the momentum of the game. But just not a lot going offensively. We got a few hits, but really couldn't string anything together. And obviously, nothing was in scoring position.
Did Bergman give you kind of what you need and wanted?
I don't think it was probably his best outing as far as location. You know, with how he throws, he's got to be very fine on the edges. I got a ball up to Bautista that he was able to keep fair, barely. But that happens. I thought he hung in there fine. And score, you're not going to win. So it didn't really matter a whole lot tonight. But got to get it back going offensively again. They have pitched us much differently here the last couple nights, and that's what happens.
No Robbie, how much of an effect there? Got to hurt something.
Oh yeah, no, there's an effect, obviously, what he means to our team and on the field, but it's part of it. You got to keep playing, you got to keep grinding, and we just, offensively, it happens sometimes. We just get anything going.
Should Motter have scored on that?
It's a play that, the ball's hit hard at the third baseman there. Run into a stupid out, but it wasn't hit right at him. It's a tough read,
right?
Either way, but it's just wasn't our night.
You have a starter for tomorrow?
Yes, we do. It'll not be announced quite yet.
The M's will try to break back into the win column on Saturday afternoon in Toronto at 1:07 Eastern Time.